And last night in the under-19s Origin, the men won 32-4, New South Wales that is, and the women's under-19s, the New South Wales side beat Queensland 22-6, and it's the women's Origin tonight. And the Mark Wid tab had New South Wales slight favourites as they try and prevent a third straight series triumph for Queensland, and $1.78 the Blues for that one. The Maroons $2.05 that game in Canberra. Now, also last night, the third test between England and New Zealand. England 2-0 up in that one. Day one stumps at Leeds at Headingley. And New Zealand won the toss, elected to bat pretty slow going, 5 for 225. They were 5 for 123 before a century partnership between Darryl Mitchell, who's not out on 78, and the keeper Tom Blundell, who's not out 45 there. The wickets, 2 for Stuart Broad, 2 for Jack Leach, the spinner, and Jamie Overton on debut, who's the twin brother of Craig Overton. Got a wicket there on debut as well. But Clark, you also a story on the back page of The Australian today. CA board set to review Warner's ban. So Cricket Australia, the board, set to discuss the leadership ban given to David Warner 4 years ago, of course, after the infamous test in Cape Town. The theory is it could help entice him to go back and play in the Big Bash. Broadcasters are certainly putting the heat on to get the Aussie stars to play in the BBL. I mean, you've been pretty vocal about the leadership ban given to David Warner.
Yep.
In the fact that, you know, Steve Smith got, correct, what, a 2-year ban, yep, for leadership?
Should be exactly the same.
Warner got, what, lifetime ban?
Should be exactly the same. Mm. If Smitty's served his time and we forgive and move on, then it should be the same for Davey Warner, in my opinion.
Mm. Name me someone who hasn't made a mistake during their career.
Yeah, plenty.
Any sportsman.
Mm. Yeah, still making them. Yeah. I think it should have been reviewed a long time ago, so I like that that's happening. But what I don't like is they're all of a sudden making this decision because they need him to play in the BBL, so it's for them rather than actually caring about him. And the other side to it, in my opinion, if you don't want to play, if you're not registered to a BBL team, in my opinion, you can't play 2020 cricket for Australia. It's like if you don't play Shield cricket for a state in Australia, you can't play Test cricket. That's the way I think it should be. So I think Davey Warner should have to register with a team. How much he plays is dictated by how available he is in and around international cricket and injuries because he's getting older. But you should have to have a team, 100%, if you're going to play for Australia. But yeah, the fact they're doing it now to try and entice him to play BBL, it should be a no-brainer. You should be told if you want to play this year's World Cup, then you need a BBL team. So pick your franchise.
Now, we've got Blocker in this morning. If you're just tuning in for the show, Loz is on holidays. Clarkie and I are following. We're taking next week off, so we'll be back Monday week. You're going to have some rolling hosts in here next week, Ryan Phelan and JR and a few others. And just on the text line, morning, boys. Great to have the great Blocker on the show. Hopefully, Pup's horse can do the right thing for the multi tomorrow, but race four is a deep race, and I'll be all over Rebel's Shadow for a place at $7. Ooh. Davey from Canoundra.
I don't like the pressure.
Sending that one through. So, where was the other one I was looking for here? Yeah, Morning All. Well, you can definitely tell Pup is a horse owner now. Every time his horse runs, he deflects and tells people not to back it.
No,
can you
not
say
true.
Inflated
and puts his
price?
Head in his
not
hands.
True.
Sean from Penrith.
Not true. If Pretty Wild does well in this race, you'll hear a very different owner come its third race.
Well, what do you Let want him to come on and go, he's a special?
I don't like the expectation so early.
When people are putting their hard earned on, they're lovely.
And it's somebody else's money. That's exactly right. I'm just trying to, you know, be honest and look after them.
All right. Well, we're going to talk some Origin now and look ahead to Sunday night. And joining us is, well, a Queensland great from the 80s, one of your old sparring partners, to say the least, Blocker.
I loved playing with him, but not against him.
I was going to say, are you okay talking to Greg? You fine with this?
Mate,
or,
him and I,
or it's Origin time. I don't want you two getting into a stink on
him
radio.
And I are great mates. We weren't great mates when we played against each other in Origin. Then we toured together, played in the front row for Australia together. I loved playing with him. He did all the hard work, and I just did all the cleaning up. So, a hard man and a great mate of mine. I haven't seen him for a while, and it'll be great to talk to him.
Greg Dowling, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
And your old sparring partner's here. Can you give us something that indicates, Greg, what it was like to play against Blocker?
No.
Oh, look, if you knew what you got with Blocker. He was going to try and rip your head off or try and put you in an ambulance every time you played against him. And he did finally clean me up in a game at Leichhardt Oval when I was playing with the Broncos in the scrum. The referee, McCallum, it was back in the day, we packed in, because in those days you forced for your loose and your tight head and all that. And he repacked the scrum, and I looked at McCallum just as Blocker was swinging one foot fair and square on. And I went down like the proverbial tree.
But you know, Greg, in those days, mate, if you were playing on your home ground, it was a lot better off that you could do it. Mate, I want to talk to you a little bit quickly about Origin. And I want to talk to you about the great sides, you know, when they won that, was it 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever it was in a row with Cameron Smith and Slater and Cronk and Inglis. Mate, tell us a bit about the great Queensland side of the 80s. There'd be probably people listening now that probably didn't see these guys play. And counting yourself too. Wally Lewis, Gene Miles, Mal Meninga, Chris Close. Mate, what a side that Queensland team was.
Well, it was. You had a great era. Back in 2006, it started with those 10 in a row with Mal. I was involved with the side back in those days as a forward coach with the young Sivan Asiva, Webke and so on. And the thing was, when I went into camp, it was just watching how guys like Greg Inglis, Billy Smith carried themselves. Billy Slater, and Cameron Smith. You could see they were professional athletes back then. It was a start of a new era of the way they went on with it. You know, back in our day, we used to go out, have the bonding sessions and all of that. Well, that certainly got thrown out when it came to 2000. And these guys, they just worked on their game all the time, worked with each other. But the thing was back in then, I know you guys were sick of hearing this, was the spirit from the Queensland side. Because when State of Origin started, what fired us up? We got sick of watching Queenslanders come back in the Blues jumper and beat us. Well, we carried that on with that era and installed that in them. You're playing for the state. Don't let the state down. And these guys took it to another level. Mm. They were just great footballers. They were team members, firstly and foremost. But they were fine athletes. And that's what happened. You know, and it took New South Wales a long time to catch up.
Greg, how is that instilled in the current player now? Again, I think it is. I think from a New South Wales perspective, we feel like, hang on a second, we love playing for our state as much as Queensland does. So why is there always talk about the Queensland jersey being extra special? Yet I feel like we got a really good look at it in game one. You know, players that are not even the best players in their NRL team, step foot into Origin, certainly the boys that come off the bench, and they just went to a different level. How is that instilled in a Queenslander before they even get a crack at Origin?
Well, when sides are picked, you always see every year, and this has gone back since 1980 when it started, New South Wales are installed favourites. They don't rate the Queenslanders. Mm. So it's not hard to get that message across when all your punters, the hierarchy and all that are saying that. You know, they don't rate you. So it installs that in them. They think, well, yeah, you're right. You know, it should be an even playing field. We think we can win, but they don't. Mm. And that's where it comes from.
Okay.
And so it's not hard to get them up for it. And you saw that in game one, big time, when we had so many debutants go in. Guys like Reuben Cotter played for the 80 minutes and just worked their butts off. So it's not hard, like I say, to install that, Mike.
Mate, in 1980, when the game started, I reckon we should pay, around this time of the year, tribute to the great Arthur Beetson and Tommy Radonikis. Without those two guys that were the first captains, I don't think Origin would be what it is today. Mate, give us a little bit of an insight about what Arthur Beetson instilled in the Queenslanders. You would have had a lot to do with him. What sort of things did he instill in you guys to win?
Just the belief. The belief. And it was like Fatty Vorton was good at this too. Just the belief, you know, in yourself. You can play the game and you can go out there and win. And Arthur used to always say, just follow me. Just follow me. Mm. Now, I played with Arthur before Origin started. And I remember at Leichhardt Oval, the second game in 1980, when it was the first Origin. I packed in the scrum alongside Arthur. And just having him beside you, you felt 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Yeah. And then it was a bit like yourself later on when I was able to pack down with you for Australia against anyone else. Bring it on. Bring it on. And that's what Arthur installed in you. You know, and Tommy did the same for New South Wales. He used to ridicule the Queenslanders. You know, that's all mob of bullshit, what they go on about and what have you. Follow me. Follow me. Mm. And like I said, those two were great for that. Had, you know, the funny part about it, guys, you look back on the history now. You go back to 1980. Had New South Wales won that game, State of Origin would be dead. I'll tell you now. Because Queensland, they won it for, I think, about the next 3 years. You know, and the crowds in Queensland kept on coming. Then the interest was there.
Yeah.
Like I said, New South Wales win it, it's dead and buried.
Amazing. You played with so many legends of the game, Greg. Who's the best player, in your opinion, that you played with?
Oh, look, without a doubt, Wally Lewis. His record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
He was. I played against him in club football. Then he came over and joined us with a Manly back in the day in the 80s. Look, you had to have four sets of eyes in your head.
Yeah,
Wally was just that great. He was three steps ahead of everyone else. And don't worry, a lot of times on the football field, I say to him, you effing idiot, what are you doing? Oh, great move, great move. I remember one in 84 when we had the, when the rain, the heavens opened and it just rained and I scored the one off the post. Remember that game, Block?
Yeah, I remember it, mate. I remember it.
We were talking about it earlier this morning.
You know, there was one time there, I got up in, we'd just got the ball back because it was a tackle-a-thon, you know, because attacking football, the weather wasn't conducive to that. And I remember abusing him. We got the ball back on our 25-metre line and he's kicked it. You know, I said, you effing bally-headed idiot, what are you doing? Oh, great kick, mate, you know, and all this. He just was. In England, you go back the third test when we went over there in the 86 tour block. We're in trouble at St. Helens. No, it was at Central Park, Wigan's.
Against Wigan,
the
third
test. Yeah. We're in trouble. And Wally made a break 10 minutes from the end of the game down the right-hand side, beat about five players, and that scored the corner to win it for us.
That's right.
You know, he was just like that. He led by example. He read the game. But don't worry. You know, I'll tell you who was another guy that was very close to him too, was Peter Sterling.
Yeah, okay.
He used to read the game, something unreal. And you saw what he did with Parramatta through the years with so many premierships.
Hey, Greg, we were lucky enough. I'm glad you brought up the 86 tour when we went away with the Australian. So if there's ever been a better Australian back line than that, I used to stand there in amazement playing with these guys. Sterling, Lewis, Miles, Kenny, Shearer, O'Connor and Gary Jack with a full... I remember a game. You'll probably remember this, mate. Mate, one of the greatest players I ever played with, and I don't know, I think you'll agree with me, was Gene Miles. In the first test, I think it was 26-0 or whatever it was, and they were all singing, if you want your money back, clap your hands. He'd scored two and set two up. I can remember not even going over the halfway line a number of times playing with these guys. Give us a little bit of an insight of how good they were. I mean, I talk about it now, but, mate, you were there too. So what did you think of them?
Yeah, you're right, Blocker. Do you know I played a lot of football with? It started with under 18s up here in Towns, and he was just a great player then. He was 6 foot three, near enough to 100 kilos, but he could run. Yeah. But he was also a good basketballer, all right? And he had all those skills, and that helped him in the game of rugby league. When he'd get out in the centres, one-on-one, he was impossible to tie down, and he always delivered a good ball to his... support players and that. And he terrorised the Poms, you're right. And, you know, he deserves every mention as one of the greats. Very underrated, but he had a big motor.
By us.
And also made the switch, the transition, I suppose, to second row with the Broncos and still played well there, still carved them up. So, very handy man to have in your side, and I was always wrapped. I was half behind when Des Morris signed me back in 79. From Innisfail to go down to Townsville and sign him, because I said he'll play for Australia. We still laugh about it now.
Yeah.
You know, I think he played 20-odd tests or what have you. Just a great footballer. And, you know, you put him and Mal and Chris Close. You know, they used to
unbelievable.
Fight for the centre positions in the Queensland side. They were big men. They were front rowers running out the centre.
Yeah.
So, you know, they terrorised the opposition. They really did.
Mate, take us back to 88 when the Brisbane Broncos finally get... invited into the NRL. How exciting was that? I remember your first game was against Manly. I think they were the premiers in the year before. God, you just put on a show that day. You flogged them.
Yeah, we did. Look, it was a great honour to have represented the Broncos back in the day with a team going into the, well, it was the ARL back in the days. But there was a lot of pressure, all of that, because you were representing the state back then because we were the only team. And look, the town was buzz, always a buzz. And we had a great start to the season. We won our first seven, and then we lost our next nine because State of Origin come along. Mm. And we used to supply 10, 11 players to the Queensland side back in the day. And remember, it was only top five back in the day, Block.
That's
and
right.
I think it was you guys, Balmain, tipped us out that year and just went on to play in the grand final. So, but look, the whole town was abuzz. We had the support. Lang Park was always packed. They just came and watched, and we tried to make it our fortress up there back in the day. And, you know, it was just great time. Good feeling, good buzz around.
Greg, you happy where the game is now? Obviously, you know, speaking to Loz every day in here and Block, and it's obviously changed a lot, but do you think rugby league's in a good place?
Look, I do. It's a very attacking game now. It's good to see they've sort of got all the crap out of it with the head eyes, because back in our day, the analogy was you couldn't run without a head.
Yeah.
So they have cleaned it up and they've had this. But look, they're still athletes. They're more athletes than what we were, I've got to admit, because they need to with the 10 metres. It's certainly opened it up. Look, I think the game's in a good space. It's going to be exciting when the Dolphins come in to play as well next year. So, you know, I think good times are ahead for them. The support's there. I'd like to see eventually the game expand to go to a two-tier division. And that's you've got your top division and then your bottom division.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the game evolves, that's for sure, in the next 10, 15 years. Who wins Origin Sunday night and why?
Well, I think Queensland can. I think New South Wales panicked a bit after the first one because they weren't far off a metre, as a matter of fact. But Queensland side, they'll take a lot out of that. And Billy's first venture as a coach, I suppose, so he'll be a bit wiser now. Neutral ground for both sides. And I think Western Australia will support Queensland more, because everyone hates New South Wales. So I think they've got the combinations there. The guys are playing well, and the man to lead us around will be Cameron Munster, naturally. He's just in fine form. And Daly Cherry Evans, certainly, hit a purple patch in that first one as well. So their combination will hold the key for us. Tino coming back to lock will take a lot of pressure off him and a lot of the work rate off from taking the ball up where he played front row in the first one. I think that'll do us.
Hey, Greg, I want to talk to you about your time at Wigan. What a club to go with.
Yeah, it was. Back in the day, they were on the rise, came up from the second division back in the day. But, you know, I suppose being Aussies going over there, because the year before, Brett Kenny set the world on fire, won the Challenge Cup for him and that, and it was just probably the greatest time of my life, without a doubt, spending time over there. I grew as a person, well, you had to. And just to delve into the different cultures and all that. But the support from the Pommyside Blocker, you know as well as I do, and Michael with the cricket and what have you, when you go over there, look, they love good cricket. They love good rugby league, no matter who you play for, and that, they cheer you on with that. And you grow another leg when that happens. Yeah. But it's just they're fanatical, the supporters. You know, they are. And like I said, it helped me grow and then went on for bigger and better things when I came back to Australia. But love the culture. Love the pub.
Love the pints.
Great pubs, yeah.
Well, Greg, been great to talk to you this morning. Really appreciate your time. And obviously go the Blues Sunday night.
No, thanks very much, guys, and appreciate it. And all the best.
No, thanks
good
so
on you,
much.
Mate. Great
good
to talk to you.
Greg Dowling there. Of course, Origin great for Queensland in the 80s. And Block, one of the tough ones.
Ooh, mate, they were all tough, but he was up there. Don't worry about that. Mm. Yeah, it was great play. It was great to play with him too. Mm. You know, in the front row, you play a little bit in tandem. I don't know if a lot of people know that that you have a little bit of a pact that you're playing against the Poms or whatever it is and say, righto, I got your back, you've got mine. Mm. And that's the way it was. And, mate, he was a good bloke to have behind you, I can tell you.
With the cooler weather arriving, get into Totally Workwear Rydalmere. For all your winter workwear gear, we stock the best brands like King G, Hard Yakka, FXD and Steel Blue. Plus, check out the new Fuse Workwear by King G. Does your business workwear branding need a freshen up? Darren and the team will get you sorted, open until 7 p.m. every weekday. Totally Workwear Rydalmere, 279 Victoria Road, opposite Bunnings and Macca's. Your winter workwear one-stop shop. Okay, opening round of the Travellers Championship on the PGA Tour. And yesterday, Gowie said that, you know, you need to back players who are going to make a lot of birdies. And that certainly looks to be the case. Some low scoring there. Rory McIlroy, clubhouse leader, along with JT Poston. They've both shot 8 under 62s. And Xander Schauffele and Martin Laird also were good rounds of 63. They're one shot off the pace, 7 under. The best of the Aussies, Cam Davis, shot a 5 under 65. Now we have a very special, by the way, in fact, before I get to our special studio guest, we had a text here before. Sung Jae Im was Gowie's tip yesterday, and apparently he hasn't played. Yes, I backed Gowie's tip yesterday. Sung Jae Im, will we get a refund as he hasn't played? You're not very happy with the fact that I haven't answered you. Well, I'm answering you now, and you will get a refund. Mm. Okay? If the player hasn't teed off and withdraws, you'll get a refund.
Not happy with you, Middo.
Okay. What does FFS mean? Anyway, that's what I got on the text line for not reading that out. I hope I've answered your question, though. Joining us in the studio with some special news, Robbie Slater.
Well, that's what I get usually when I talk. FFS. What's Robbie talking about, FFS? Hey, Blocker.
Hello, champion.
Good to see you, my son.
Mate,
Clarkie.
Ah, Slater.
Looking super. Well, Clarkie's going, just done 50 push-ups underneath the desk.
No.
How good does he look?
Mate, he looks far too good. He looks like he should still be captaining Australia.
Robbie, you know what I call him now? The man for all seasons. I reckon he's that stylish. If he plays golf, he's got the golfing gear on. If he goes sailing, he's got the sailing.
Horrible golfer, horrible sailor.
He could be any athlete.
I reckon he'd have the gear on.
Has he had teeth whitening? I need a bit of that as well, actually. So
yeah,
do you, Gerard, by the looks of it.
Oh, thanks. I know.
You get the take
I need
back.
A lot of things.
He's looking just the picture of health.
And what about me?
You're like a good French. You're like a bottle of red, mate. Yeah. You just get better with age.
I got a couple of teeth removed, but not by the dentist.
Not by the dentist. I think I was listening to your interview. It was a great interview, by the way. Back in the day, that was that's the phrase for the day.
Yeah, I think
back
it's
in
good,
the day,
yeah. It sounded a little bit to me like, and it would be a great segment on this show. No one's ever done it before. Where are they now?
Where are they?
Well, we did Friday Legend.
Friday Legend?
Yeah. And that's guess good. Greg Dowling.
He's a legend.
Fitting that bill this morning.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm. I got good at ducking when I played against him.
Good at
ducking.
Well, he seemed to think he had to duck a couple of times as well, Block.
Not really, mate. It's all a myth.
But you are joining us in the studio, Robbie. You're bestowing us this honour.
It's been a while. Mm. This honour. Yeah. Mm. Some might put it the other way. Yeah, look, it's always good to come in the studio.
It is.
Yeah, you look like you're waiting for something.
Well, we've got some special news for us,
what?
I'm told.
Some special news. Third wife? No.
not yet.
That's not happened. Actually, I just dropped off my second ex-wife to the coffee shop. I'm meeting her after.
Gee, you're a nice bloke.
Tilt?
Yeah. You're still talking.
Tilt.
That's
Tilt
good
at Forest Hill.
I'm at Tilt. And
you'll be on Tilt?
No. Today, I'll be on Tilt. I'm feeling a bit tilted. This will be my last show for a while, I think, because... Yeah, I'm moving on to other pastures. Got a gig, son. Yeah, it's good, and be doing more columns for News Corp, and lots of columns doing World Cups, and really looking forward to obviously continuing to do Fox Sports News and the back page, which is good, and I'll be seeing Blocker around as I usually do.
I'll be there, mate. Well, I'm extra time into the makeup room when I go into.
Yeah. Well, they don't even bother with me. I sit in the chair for about 10 seconds. But so I've been doing this for a long, long time. So it's going to be a bit of a miss.
mate.
I'm going to miss it.
Delighted for you, gutted for us for that reason. Mm. I mean, let's face it, you're one of, what, two Australians to win a Premier League title.
Mm.
So, and we'll miss your forthright view. Simple as that. You don't miss. We love that. You
well,
tell
you
us
know,
what you think.
I get such good feedback on the email here that I'm sure I'm going to be missed. FFS. But look, there's a saying that don't be sad that it's over. Just be happy that it happened.
Mm,
and I would say that it's been a great time here. Benny Lloyd,
Luscious.
Will, Nick, who's not here, Mario is out there, who's a testament that you never ever say goodbye.
Mick's there,
and Mick's there as well. Jono, everyone, Jamie. I just how good is Jamie looking?
Mate, she's training the house down.
She is fit and strong.
Yeah, she's training
seriously,
the house.
Seriously, she is unbelievable. And, we've had, and Mossy, of course, who I think you'll be hearing from more. Mossy texted me straight away with you.
Was he happy for you?
He was so happy
Mate,
for
Mate, you'll be back. Such a good says, man. You'll
said,
be back.
He said, come on, let's go for beers. It's my shout. he's a good mate, obviously, and he'll... Yeah, so lots of people to thank, but particularly Benny Lloyd, who stood by me in dark times, won't be forgotten. And
you'll
guys are still
You'll
here. You never
be
know.
Spoken
something.
About, let me tell you.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Every day.
I know. I'm going to miss Loz. Loz, the ultimate great man, nice guy. That's why he was never a great coach. Everyone, he was too good a bloke.
Too nice?
Everyone loves
no,
him.
No, I'm not having Hang a on. Go at him. I know he's a good coach, but he just didn't want to let people down. Loz.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, Loz.
Everyone loves him.
He's a champion and a legend. Yeah, one of the greatest ever. So.
No doubt.
And does not get talked about enough as a great player.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
I'm telling you, he was a sensational
Well,
player,
every time I see Loz, sometimes with Bulldog Richie, unfortunately we catch up for a beer, but any, like my kids or... if I talk about Laurie, it's first and foremost.
Yeah.
What a legend. What a great player. Hey, not many people have statues.
True that.
Yeah. Even if there is bird crap all over it every time I go down there, they rarely clean it, so.
We've got some support here on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to hearing R. Slater away from a cafe or dropping kids off at school. Good luck for the future, great man. Mitch from Tamworth.
Mate, Mitch from Tamworth. Oh, mate, I've got a mate who moved up to Tamworth recently. He's up near the golf course. He loves it. Moved away from the big city. Yeah, Tamworth.
Hey, I think Josh Hazlewood's from Tamworth.
I think he might be off.
Yeah.
David Brooks spoils their good looks.
I'll tell you what, you're leaving us an inopportune time. I mean, what we've got a World Cup coming up. What are we going to do, Clarkie?
I'll still call Robbie. I don't care if he's not working with us. I want his honest opinions. I think that's the
just
one.
Call,
thing. I'll,
well,
I'll
you
call
can. No, see, the thing
Thanks,
is,
mate. You're leaving us high and dry.
Yeah, no. See, you can still call me because I can do any radio station. And Benny knows this because I've often called him and said, mate, they've called me. When is a Socceroo game? I'm a former Socceroo, so I'm allowed to talk to anyone.
There you go.
So you're allowed to
we'll
have
find
your pick.
Good.
Loophole. You know what
we'll
I mean?
Find a little loophole.
Here we go.
Chain.
I'm doing the best to do myself out of a job already. I haven't even started.
Yeah, but you knew
I loved breaking the rules, as we do,
Clarkie,
Robbie.
You know my luck. Someone will call this afternoon and ask, mate, didn't you read the small print? Mate, it's fallen through.
Extra page on the contract.
Hey, Robbie, you always tell the truth. I want to know the development of young players in Australia. Are you happy with the way it's going or not?
I'm getting wound up here.
Oh, is it? No, we're just laughing at a text message. Sorry, blocker.
Yeah. Mate, it's been 15 years of, I call it abuse of the football kids in the last 15 years. And it's coincided with the A-League. The A-League was supposed to be the dawn of a new era. Mm. And for some years it was, but it covered up what was happening to the kids. The kids had nowhere to play. When you think of when the A-League started, so you had the death of the NSL, 18 months till the A-League started. Kids had nowhere to play. First 3 years of the A-League, there was no youth league. You're talking a generation of players who missed out on playing. And when the A-League youth league did start, it was 18 games, soon became 8 games. So the kids have literally had nowhere to play. It's got a little bit better over the last couple of years with the NPL sides, and people who follow the game will know what I'm talking about with the Wanderers, Sydney, and the Mariners playing in the NPL. But, mate, I coach kids, and what the Dutch did, particularly, we put our hands when Gus Hiddink qualified in 2005, and we went with Dutch technical directors. And Graham Arnold touched on it. And I think it's what got us to the World Cup. The 2 weeks of those games, Jordan, UAE and Peru, he started talking about the Aussie DNA. Clark, you know exactly what that is. The Aussie DNA, you know, the will to win, the fighting spirit. The Dutch told us you win nothing with fighting spirit. Put it away. We need to Hamburger, direct quote, stop the fight ball. Well, excuse me. Ooh. That was wrong. Because you know what? In Aussie,
you're telling Australia.
In Australian history, and it goes back, it goes beyond sport. It goes back to the Anzacs. What do they talk about when they talk about the Anzacs? They talk about the Aussies' fighting spirit. And it's with us. Now, of course, other countries have it. But for Aussies, it's something that we are brought up with. It's in every facet of our life. And the Dutch told us, nah, that's crap. Winning is important. Isn't important for kids. Forget about the fighting spirit. And look what it's given us. It's given us an era now of no players in the EPL. I think one player in Liga, put it this way, in the big five leagues, when I left, we had something like 18 players. Now we have none. So, you know, the fighting spirit, and I loved what Graham Arnold said, and everyone knows he's my best mate, but I stood by him because I knew that the job he'd done was difficult through COVID, through the pandemic, and he got unfairly bashed by social media in particular. But in respect to the kids, I think it's getting better, but if we can take that, what Graham Arnold said, and put that back into our coaching and our bringing up these kids playing the game together with, I know you got to practice your technique, you got to practice and that, but don't take away our DNA.
Yeah. Give me someone with spirit any day.
God's sake, that was...
I can't believe it.
Well, Block, you said it this morning around why did Queensland beat New South Wales in the first game? Yeah. You can look at a million different things, but at the end of the day, you said this morning, Queensland wanted it more than New South Wales. End of story.
Game one. Yeah, it's not that hard.
That's it.
Yeah.
100%, and that's what we did against Peru, who was supposed to batter us.
Yeah.
We were the better team.
Would you like me to read some text messages?
Yeah, go on. Good read.
Only the good ones.
No, read the bad ones. Because the bad ones, you know, they'll regret.
That's constructive criticism, well, wrong, isn't it?
They'll regret it when I'm gone because they won't have anyone to bag.
Well, I'll give you two of these.
Yeah, no, Loz is still
here.
Do you want the two bad ones or the two good ones first that I've got just here in front of me? I'll go the two good ones. R. Slater was like a pimple who just grew on me and was one of my must-listen-to in the podcast, says Adam at Blacktown. Morning, guys. Safe to say I didn't go much on rugby to start with, but I really enjoy his comments each week. Honest and forthright, which I love. Craig from Tamworth.
I've got a lot of supporters in Tamworth.
Tamworth's
your place.
It's probably my mate who's moved out there.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's another one. Bowen Aubrey. Morning, boys. Tell R. Slater he's a legend. I'll miss his sharp and clear opinions. We'll see your, well, I'll say bum later, R. Slater. Cheers, Bowen Aubrey. See you, Slater, Robbie. One less dribbling Liverpool supporter on the radio. He's fine by me. All the best, mate. Toddy from Leeton then says.
Good on you, Tommy.
And then there's just, thank God for this. Great news. Bye, Robbie. No name to that one.
So
there you go. You get a bit of everything, Robbie.
Of course,
that's
no name.
But that, that's that was the first ex-wife.
No, but, mate, you will be. I in particular, will miss you dearly.
Yes.
Bobby, I've worked with you for a long time. And
that's right, Gerard. We have known each other for a very long, long time. You're doing a great job. Clarkey, Lozza, Blocker, obviously. I'll still be seeing Blocker.
I'm just a fill-in. Freddie fill-in.
I tell you what, you're a fairly large
fill-in.
Fairly large fill-in, son.
But all the best. And
No, thanks.
On a time where we've got some optimism again in Australian football, let's hope we can just build off the...
That's what we need to do. We need a big A-League season next year and... let's go and maybe a surprise in the World Cup. Why not?
Why not? Why not?
So Aussie
why
not? Spirit.
Aussie spirit. DNA.
Thank you, Robbie.
Cheers. Au revoir. A bientôt.
Jimmy from Carringbar text in here. Morning, boys. Bit of a plug for Blocker's tour to England and France at the end of the year. We toured England as an under-18s league team back in 2003. Not sure if he remembers, but we had Block and Wiz Freeman travelling with us.
I
amazing
do.
As a Tigers tragic, having Blocker giving advice.
Do you know who took that tour away? It was Peter Wynn. Oh, Graham Wynn, sorry. Graham Wynn, I think, took that tour away. And Wiz and I were over on a tour and we met all the boys from Guymere, was it?
Carringbar.
Carringbar, around the same place.
Yep.
Carringbar, I think Graham Wynn took that tour away. They organised it there through the Saints.
Hmm. And Gulliver's Travel, for those who want to get involved.
Yeah, .com.
Later this year for the Rugby League World Cup. DS, I know that, can we find a race or something to try and get Racing HQ over there along with the BSB as well? Morning to you, mate.
Morning, mate. So when does Blocker go? What is it later
October,
this...
October, isn't it?
November.
4th of November.
Yeah, there'll be something on.
Melbourne Cup Week and the big dance here in Sydney.
Oh, we'll be watching. Don't worry, we'll be watching.
You can watch it on the tab. I'll tell you what, there'll be something over there, but that is on the bucket list to get over. And have you ever actually, in any of your tours, Block, or even Pup, when you're over there, did you ever get to the races at all when you guys were on tour with the footy or anything like that?
Well, you know, I couldn't find time. I was so busy.
No, I didn't see the races when I was over there.
Have you ever been to the races over there, Midday?
Yes, I did. I've been to Royal Ascot.
What's
Does
it
that
like?
Count?
Oh, yeah, that counts.
Unreal. Unreal.
So you suggest to put it on the bucket list if you're going over there to go.
Now, I went to Wimbledon Dogs one night too.
Any winners?
I can't remember. We had a good time though.
How good? That's outstanding.
And the darts in Reading. Go to the darts too. That's
180.
Hey, this horse of yours, Pup, there's been some money for it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see how it goes tomorrow. Pretty wild. $5 currently. I know that's obviously Mido and that have been talking about it this morning. This Picaro Caro has been well backed in the race. But, yeah, $5. There's actually a little double you could take tomorrow as well. I know Loz isn't there today, but if you... BSB listeners want to take a little side multi. I know you've got your other multi with Pretty Wild, Matt Burton, and obviously New South Wales to win, but take Pretty Wild to win in two. I think it's race nine on the card, but I call June E. Holmes in.
Ah, yes.
So you could take the double. I call June E. Home into Pretty Wild, and it's $37.50, that double at the tab at the moment. But we've got the punters panel coming up. We've got Nick Burney, Chris Roots, Glenn Munsey, Luke Marlowe. We're going to look at this meeting, the Civic Stakes meeting at Randwick. Brett Devine will join us. Plus, we'll also get some mail today for Tamworth and Canberra from Shane O'Cass. So a big morning coming up. Don't go anywhere, boys, and you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, I was just seeing I called June E. Home. Lukey Pepper trains Cathy O'Hara. Cathy O'Hara is riding, obviously, Pretty Wild as well. So that's $7.50 in race nine tomorrow. So that's race nine, number 15, I called June E. Home. But, Clarkie, good luck with Pretty Wild.
Thank you, buddy.
Give her strength.
Yep.
And I just want to say, Blocker.
Are you on?
Are you on?
Of course I'm on.
I got on the other night. I just want to say, Block, thank you so much
for your
contributions this morning.
Brilliant, Block.
Do you know what? I enjoyed it immensely.
You've been brilliant, mate. Thank you so much.
And my pleasure. The pleasure is all yours. Who do I invoice?
Send that to Loz.
Luscious. No, send it to Loz, actually.
It's Luscious Lloyd. Where is he?
Dave, over to you. You have a great weekend too, mate.
Later, DS. Point.
See you, boys. Good luck, guys, and enjoy a good weekend in City Town. All the podcasts from this morning's Big Sports Breakfast, they are up as we speak right now on Wooshka, Spotify, Apple, and we'll also replay some of those interviews this morning as well if you missed any. As I said, Racing HQ coming up after the news, our partners panel, Luke Marlowe, Nick Burney, Chris Roots, and also Glenn Munsey. We're going to have our top four multi, which will be kicking off around 10 a.m. The boys will be selecting some horses from this Randwick meeting. We'll also have Shane O'Cass and Brett Devine joining us. And we'll also touch base as well. It's a big day there at Tamworth today. They're raising a lot of money for the Westpac Chopper. And I know that Gary Harley does a lot of donation raising, the raising of awareness for that Westpac rescue helicopter up and around the Hunter area and also around the Tamworth area. We'll chat with Michael Buckley because there's a lot happening on track there today at Tamworth for their showcase meeting. Here's Jamie with the news. Don't go anywhere. You're on Sky Sports Radio.